Welcome to Dream Path. And welcome to a very special show where we take you back to the beginning. The beginning of what, you may ask? Like many of the hosts on BBS Radio, we did a live broadcast. We had interesting and informative guests right up until July 21st, 2007, where our guests were Linda and Jeff Hopi of the Crimson Circle. And if you were listening 2 weeks ago, we repeated that broadcast on purpose to commemorate our transition to pre-recorded shows that you are listening to right now. Why did we switch to pre-recorded shows, and how did it happen? Well, that's what you are about to find out. After our show with Linda and Jeff, which didn't happen, it got cut off halfway through the show, we sent Don Newsom a rather humorous recording, a recording email, as it were, instead of a written email, on our new Zoom H4. We were expressing our displeasure in a rather humorous way on what was happening to our live shows. We had so much fun doing this that it also gave Jera and I the inspiration to continue in this vein by mixing in humor and music with our show's guests. We had so much fun doing this that it also gave Jera and I the inspiration to continue in this vein by mixing in humor and music along with our show's guest. What you are about to hear is a compilation of that humor and music from the beginning right up until the present moment. Oh, and by the way, the song you are hearing in the background is from our CD Authentic, the opening. In fact, the whole show is original. And for those who are wondering where all these cast of characters come from, believe it or not, they are all provided by three individuals: Jera, my brother John, and myself, Dennis. With, of course, the obvious exceptions. Enough said. Now, get ready to open and experience the fun, the laughter, and the comedy of Dream Path. As Don would say, folks, it only gets better. Or is that bigger? Here we go. July 21st. You're listening to BBS Radio in the background, and in exactly 1 hour we will be bringing Jeffrey and Linda Hoppy of the Crimson Circle. Keep listening.
Do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight. Get down tonight, because I'm coming out to you.
Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you. In our next show, Jerem won't be here. The major reason being she's taking a flight directly to Paradise, California. Now, when she packed her bags, it was interesting because it seemed to have all kinds of, well, implements, shall I say, torture instruments. And she said something about, "That's it, I've had it, he's going to pay for this." No, I'm not sure if she meant me or you, but when she went out to... But as she pushed by me with the case, and it was quite a bit of energy, I knew it wasn't me. So it must be you.
The helicopter's coming.
Yeah.
You sent for them.
Oh, hi. Are you a double? My goodness. Well, this is her twin sister. This is Laura Lynn, and she's with me today. She's
a lot more fun.
Yeah, a lot more fun. Yeah, she laughs and has a good time. So anyway, just to let you know, if you get this message, please confirm. Okay, thank you. Dear Don, this is my second or third message, I'm not sure which. Please ignore the former, or is it the latter? It's one or the other, former or latter messages. we've had a long day.
And a long night.
And a glass of wine. And actually, we were just kidding around, so just ignore the latter and the former. Former and the latter. Okay, thank you.
That is like saying, please tune in to Crimson Circle every first month of every Saturday.
Yeah, tune in to Crimson Circle on the first month of every Saturday.
Dennis said that 3 times last night.
It made sense.
We are going to Cold Creek.
Oh, yeah. Forgot to tell you about that. We're going to Cold Creek,
Colorado.
And there's a shout every Saturday. No. No. There's a show on the first Saturday of each month. I got it.
Yeah.
And we've been invited by Jeffrey Hopi after the show, which didn't happen. We were invited. Believe it or not, really liked the show.
They liked us.
Yeah.
They're a little confused of what happened. So are we.
And so everything will be all right.
We've made new friends, Don.
Yeah. And so BBS Radio is going to be there. We're invited to broadcast live from Coal Creek Canyon in Colorado.
Really good sound equipment.
Yeah.
On the internet.
Theirs works. You know what they do? Something very untechnological, although it is. They actually do a whole breathing ceremony before they start the broadcast. And ever since they've been doing that, And even though the lines that they have to go through in order to reach their house in the middle of the mountains, the broadcast is crystal clear. Now, it didn't used to be. It used to have all kinds of problems, but this was a special channel. In order to have a really good internet signal, you need to do breath work.
You have to cleanse.
You have to cleanse the equipment in this way. This is spiritual. And hey, this is the new energy. And so we're coming down there. We'll be down your way to cleanse the place. They're only going to cost you $5,000. And that will supply the funds so we can go to Coal Creek Canyon. So, hey, it makes sense, doesn't it? So we'll be there, or B Square. Anything to add?
No.
There's a wind blowing. It's a beautiful summer day, July 22nd. And you're there.
7, 2, 2, 11, 9, 29, 9, 28, 10.
New beginnings. Here we go. All the cares and joy, your success was a big fat mess. Now I know it's true. You can be as much as you, as much as me. Come, Dunkashane. Darling, Dunkashane. Oh, thank you for all the cares and pain. All right, so that's our introductory song. If you could put that at the beginning of Dream Path on our pre-recorded show, because we're going to be doing all new pre-recorded shows.
Yeah. I think that's the way we got to go.
We'll be doing it on the Zoom. Dunkashane, darling Dunkashane, going up. Woo! Hello and welcome to the Interwave Internet. In our show today, we have a very special guest, Mr. Dennis Joseph Jestad.
Yes, hi.
Good evening, Dennis. Nice to see you.
It's great to be here, you know.
I've seen your site, and it looks very interesting. Dream Path?
Dream Path. You know, Dream Path started many years ago, but it's something that really blossomed within the last 6 or 7 months. And it's thanks to VBS Radio that we've been able to express ourselves in a way that we just never, you know, got to do before. And it's very exciting. We're having a lot of fun.
And your site is what?
Dreampath.info.
.info. That's interesting. Dreampath.info. And in Dream Path, you seem to be exploring a kind of multitude of things, don't you?
Well, we go, you know, music, comedy. When I say comedy, I mean really silly stuff. You know, silly stuff that is right off the wall, and the more off the wall it is, the better, you know? And
it makes me want to puke!
Well, it's something that is special to us. It's unique. It's not everybody's cup of tea.
You're unique.
Did you say? No, unique.
Unique?
Yes, unique.
Ah.
You know, like authentic.
Well, it could be a unique.
You know, authentic is actually a CD that we put out about a year ago. And it has some amazing music on it that's...
is it?
Oh, it is. And it's right across the world, Europe.
I mean, authentic.
Authentic, yes. It is very authentic.
I seem to have, somehow, in the middle of everything here, I've gotten into the accent.
Well, that happens. You know, anytime we're interviewing people, or people are interviewing us, suddenly they get an English accent.
Yes, I feel like I'm in the ether.
The ethers are always affecting us, especially...
I feel like the ether death.
Very good. Yes, well, Ethernet connections everywhere in the world are buzzing, and sometimes it gets so powerful that it actually knocks everything out. And it's happened to us, and it's going to happen to you in just 3 minutes.
Somebody really hit me that hard.
You know, it's not really a physical thing, it's more a spiritual, deep spiritual thing.
Now we're talking, you're talking spiritual.
Yes.
I see.
It's that inner moment of knowing that eureka, that, you know, what have you.
Eureka!
Unique eureka.
I like that word.
Eureka!
Has a ring to it. Really explains the word in itself. Eureka! Eureka! Yes. You know what? Just sitting here beside you, I feel like a different person.
You know, you're not the first person who said that, and it's wonderful. You know how this works. Everybody thinks you have to do these special ceremonies. You have to, you name it. There's all kinds. You don't have to. It's really simple. It's very, very simple. It's just being yourself.
Uh-huh.
And dreaming your dream and knowing what it is. And even if you don't know what it is, the best thing to do is just get a little silly and you'll remember again.
Right. Humor.
Yes, it'll get you
sometimes
right.
Sometimes hits the chord of the evolution of man and mankind. I think I'm tripping a little
yes,
here.
Yes.
Excuse me. But getting back to GreenPath, GreenPath.info is a site to go to for all sorts of things. I think I've seen your site and I've seen a lot of interviews that you can pick up right on the site.
Oh, yeah. You can pick them up right there. These are people that we feel have realized their dream. And we... love to bring them to anyone who wants to listen, their story, how they did it, how they got their dream, how they fired their passion.
Get inspired.
Yes. Yes.
Inspiration.
And we will be having someone coming up actually very, very shortly. In fact, I think I hear them coming in now.
Ooh.
Oh, hi.
From Prussia.
I am from Prussia. I am and very familiar with your country. I feel very welcome.
We want you to sing for us. It's not your national anthem.
We have a national anthem in Prussia.
But I heard you sing the other day this most light tune. You were on the swing. You were swinging. And it made me want to swing with you.
That is Italian song. Volare. Oh-oh. Like volare.
No.
No.
You were singing over there. Oh my God, you moved my heart, my soul. Oh my God, you raised me to great heights. I don't know what to say. What's your name again? I forgot your name.
Ponte Poitra Ogroskinske.
No. Give me a simple name.
Pieter Okorski.
Oh, my God.
Peter,
you men are all the same. You give one name, you give a phone number. It's some woman's phone
number.
You're
a beautiful woman.
The woman is probably your wife, and you get me in trouble.
I have three wives.
Oh, my God. You're in the wrong country. You should go to another country.
You
go over there when they can
have. And I will make you bill.
What are the neighbors going to think? We're making such a commotion at this very, very moment. In this moment,
you're dribbling, my dear. I love it when you dribble. It's possible. I follow you wherever you go.
Oh, yes, I know.
You're Russian or you're Canadian?
I can be all that I am.
I have never met anyone like you before.
You will never meet anyone like me again. I am so fabulous. Fabulous. You have no idea.
Sopressive, compressed, no pasty, husne, fra, frontinteski.
I toast to you right at this very moment. You are everything to me.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, I am Zorro, and I come here tonight to devour you, because I love you, my Catherine. But Catherine, come to me now. I love the smell of your neck, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Your ruby lips entice me, Zorro. On my horse for many miles just to see you, my Catherine. I would ride many miles, but maybe not more than 50, just for one kiss, my sweet Catherine, my rosebud. Come to me now. I lust for you, and you only, for I am Zorro.
Unfortunately, the airport has been closed down.
Yeah.
And so we are going to be in Blim for another 3 weeks, I understand.
We can move to Blom. It's a little... It's different. If you don't mind tigers and, you know... Hasim, please. We are still in the middle of this show, okay? Thank you. Boy. Anyway, this is something special. I have to stay in Blim, otherwise I'm just going to get into Blom, and then who knows what's going to happen after that. What an experience.
Toronto City. It's been one hell of a ride this month. Roller coaster ride, up and down and up and down.
We've
been patronized, criticized
with the radio.
Well, I'll tell you, it has been
this song that I hear all the time.
You're listening to Dream Path, where we talk with reverends, we talk with rebels, we talk with angels, we talk with devils. While you may think we're joking,
radio's on.
Tune in to Dream Path live on BBS Radio every second and fourth Saturday, where we'll cover some very serious topics. See you then.
BBSRadio.com.
It is our brother!
BBS.
Well, hey,
Radio.
Did someone turn the mic off on me again? Where's that Don Newsom?
Hello, this is Jean-Pierre. You must be quiet. You must be silent. Be quiet. Now listen up. This is a very important time for all of us, and you must listen to me. I am Jean-Pierre, and Denis Joseph is the host of the Dream Path on BBS Radio. Very important. Very, 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 very important. So... he asked me to introduce to you this very interesting collage that is going to happen this evening. Now, it is, as you can hear in the background, the mothership is ready to take off, but I must make this introduction. It is a mixture of rhythms, of rhymes, of music, stories and dreams that that stir the imagination. And these are the sounds. These are the sounds of the past, the present, and the future. And why is this? Pourquoi, you ask yourself. This is because we are the time travelers, travelers. We are the time travelers, travelers. So you must listen. So you must listen. And this is our playground.
Walk on down to the river. like the last day of school. Feel like a fool and a cheer. Sunny rays lift the fog away. Seems I've seen this place before. Feel okay, but my mind just won't stay. This life, oh, where does it go? Who really knows but the giver? Seemingly standing at the edge of the world, somewhere inside is the answer.
Who are you talking to?
It's a matter of communication through the sound resonance of...
Who's Van Lu?
Van who? Are you in my email box there? What are you doing?
We are at the monastery here at Bequeath Me, I Love You, I Love You. Ludmila has followed us here as well, and my driver's with me. He's on our laptop here, and wow, you can feel the angels all around sparkling and singing. This is a wonderful time to be alive because... this is probably the most exciting, joyful, and sometimes for many of you, anxious time. So, like, lighten up, play your harmonica, run outside and go, or whatever you feel like. We're going to be driving out to the country and we'll...
this would be a heavy laptop.
Yeah, well, it is a heavy laptop, but... you're strong. You can carry it. If anyone would like to help us with that, you can donate a laptop to. Very good. And so, stay tuned. Here's the drumming of
Thank you.
Well, we are having so much fun here at Dream Path, and we would really, really love to hear from you. You know, you can call us, and our number is up there, so give us a call. Let us know what your favorite subject has been so far, especially in the can shows. And, you know, what actually excites you? Because we want to hear from you, our listeners, all three of you, okay? So, well, maybe there's five, maybe there's 10. Let us know. Just give us a call, and we'll put you right on the air, and you'll be famous, just like we are. Famous and rich and debonair. Debonair. Oh, my goodness. Hey, someone's calling in. I wonder who this could be. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, wow. I'm so thrilled. And I'm just calling to say how much I love your website.
Great. You've been to our website. Could we have your name?
My name is Nolfenia.
Nolfenia?
Yes. Nolfenia.
Nolfenia.
After the goddess Hillside.
After the goddess...
Oh, it's a long story, but we could get to that if you ever want to interview me. But I'm just thrilled to be on your show. I'm in your website. You know what I like about it?
Well, do tell.
I like the colors in the background. You know, that great plummy purple pinky background? It just puts me in a wonderful state. I'm not possessed, mind you.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, well, what made you call in?
Well, I just wanted to say your site is very good because I can capture the shows that you've done before. I like that.
It's called Archives.
Oh, yes, I'm looking at it now. It says, listen to Archive. Silly of me. Anyways, you have a lot of variety, I noticed, of those very many people. Quite a few nice young ladies. And you know what? They're all good-looking, but I think they show a shine from within, and that's what makes them beautiful.
You mean you actually notice the shine that comes out? That's really interesting. Now, you have a bit of a British accent. Are you calling from England?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We get you here. Even you're over there in Canada, aren't you?
We are here in...
The colonies.
Well, Toronto is...
The colonies. Oh, is it there? Are you still cold?
No, we're a free and native land. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Yes. Speaking of natives, I've noticed that lovely lady with the big drum. Isn't that a drum in her hand?
Oh, Brenda.
Yes. Lovely outfit.
Well, she is an amazing... We have a video there. You can go to it, and you can see her on YouTube. And she does this amazing drumming and singing and dance all at the same time. It's so anyone can listen
to that. I'm going to listen to that right after hanging up.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. And I'm sorry, your name again?
Nolfenia. You know who told me to call?
No.
My good friend Mildred Hawthorne Jones.
Mildred Hawthorne Jones.
You might know her. She's a little woo-woo, but, you know,
fine. Thank you for calling.
And say hello to that Michelle.
Michelle.
Yes.
She's got her own radio show now.
Oh, she does?
Yes.
Good for her. That's what I say, you know.
Good for her, yeah.
Good for her.
And she's...
Well, thank you very much for listening to... And I know who you are, and I should have said right at the beginning how thrilled I am to be talking to to thee, Dennis Joseph.
Well.
Oh, Cleo Monday.
Yes, you must get look at that too, because they have some beautiful clothing that you can wear, and it actually has an effect that has a very, very positive effect. Because it, inside the lining of the clothing is written all these beautiful words, everything that's like love, joy, peace, happiness, and written in 15 different languages.
Wow! Wow!
So, yeah,
that's,
so
that's how I feel.
Yeah, well, put it on, and if you're feeling a little, you know, slaggered, well, it'll pick you up. It'll put you in that frame of mind that says, hey, things are pretty good, and I can do something that I really enjoy today.
Yes, well, I think your site is beautiful. I think everybody, what's your web thing again?
Dreampath.info, and once you get onto our site on the index page, you can take a flight into the unknown and...
Yes, that's what Mildred says.
Mildred? Oh.
Yes, you know. Hawthorne Jones, my friend.
Oh, yes, of course. How could I forget? Well, say hello to her.
Okay.
Blessings to her as well.
Path.info. That's different.
Yes. .info.
Dreampath.info.
That's it. Well, and, call
I
us.
I am on the air, aren't I?
You're, everything that has happened.
Are we being recorded?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I probably embarrassed myself.
Not at all. Not at all. You're going to be on this Saturday. I don't know what it would be English time, but just look for it to count back, because we're at Eastern Standard Time here in North America. So if you're about 6 hours difference.
Yes, we're Greenwich, you know.
Yeah, good. Well, right. Yeah, meantime. So there you go.
Okay. Bye, Dennis. Why do you only use one N?
Because it comes from the my grandfather, who's Irish and who was actually.
You're not prejudiced against N's, are you?
No, not at all. No.
No, because my name is Nufinia. Starts with an N.
Nufinia.
There's no prejudice there, is there?
No, none. No, not at all. You can have three N's if you want.
Thank God.
Yes.
I used to be a witch, you know, but I got chafing from the broom. I gave it up.
And when was that lifetime?
This one just passed, but like I'm getting a little bit older and flying around, you know. Oh, I get dizzy. I gave it up.
Oh, well, how do you fly now?
In my dreams and on your website.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say. Thank you. Well, you know, let's dream along. Dream along with me and dream along with...
Dream along with me.
I'm on my way to the stars.
Teach that one. Anyways, lovely talking to you.
Very lovely talking
to you. It was an inspiration. It offers healing, art, creativity, and personal development.
All in one.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, and we'll be looking for you. We'll come visit you sometime.
It's all right if Mildred calls you next time.
Absolutely. Have Mildred give us a call next time.
All righty.
Goodbye, Nufinia.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to the show. It's our first anniversary here at Dreampath, and yes, we've got something very special lined up. Here we go.
Old song. Do you sing high? Or do wondering who our guest is going to be, well, wonder no longer, for this very special occasion, we are going to bring you our guest, Donald Newsom. Don Newsom, BB, BB, BBB, BB, 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 BBSradio.com. Whether you're in Iceland, whether you're in the Netherlands, whether you're right across the world in another place, in another dimension, you're listening to us here at dreampath.info. Join us. Join us. Join us. Join us.
So who were you thinking of interviewing?
Well, Don Newsom.
Don Newsom?
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding. You can
no,
never.
I,
that
it'll,
guy's
it'll be,
way,
yeah, it'll be
way,
perfect.
Way too busy to get on and sit down and talk to. I mean, I can call him anytime, but I can't get a word in.
You can't get a word in edgewise?
I can't get a word in
well,
said.
You know what I'm going to do? John Savage. John Savage is going to break in to the studios.
Don Savage is a perfect match for Don.
Well,
absolutely.
We're sending him here. You know, he's our best guy. I mean, he gets the job. But he's a little ruthless. But, you know.
Can we get John on the phone now?
Right now?
Yeah. Let's confirm it with John.
Okay. I'll just have to maneuver myself here a little bit. This is our special phone. There we go. There we go.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Good evening. Could I speak to John Savage, please?
Just a minute.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this John Savage? This is John Savage, right? Yeah, John Savage. Look, I've got a job for you. We're going to be doing our anniversary show on February the 2nd, and we want to have Don Newsom as a guest, and we need you to get in there and get that interview, because I know you can do it.
With who?
Well, Don Newsom, you know, the El Presidente of BBS Radio, Internet.
And you did such a great job interviewing Frank Mahovlich.
We need you.
Yeah, that was just off the cuff there. Yeah. Sort of threw Dennis for a loop.
Boy, did it ever. And we figure you're the perfect personality to get in there. I mean, this guy's so busy, but we want him on our show.
And we want you to get in that character right now and respond to Dennis.
You know, my value and costs have gone skyrocketing now.
Don't worry, John. We can pay you. Our show is taken off right across the universe. Even the ETs are picking it up.
You?
It's amazing. The ETs. Yeah.
Yes.
And so, John, Mr. Savage.
Yes.
Can you do this? Can you get break into the studios, no matter what, you know how to do this, and get that interview?
Possible?
Ah, we're making some inroads here. I'll tell you what, on Friday, maybe tomorrow, we could do this.
Okay, here we are. Funny looking place way out in the wilderness. Anyway, I got a job to do, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to find Don Newsome. This is John Savage. We are going to bring you the best we can over this way. Jerry, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, Jerry. I don't care. I think it's a great opportunity. You should take it, too. You should. I'd like to congratulate DreamPath on their first anniversary show. That's all. And perhaps you have a spot for me. I'd love to be on. Jerry, it's internet radio. It's got to be money in it.
Okay, well, I have a few minutes alone. I'd like to just hand you guys a little tidbit. And that is, I'm sort of disappointed in Don Newsome, our guest tonight. I know he's told me that he works in nothing except a robe every day. Now, ladies, imagine this. No ordinary robe for Don Newsome. We're talking, I know he's told me he's got a red silk robe that he wears to work every day at the station. Well, I won't say every day, but that's kind of the way I picture him every day. Anyway, I asked him to send me a picture of him in the red robe with his hands up in the air, you know, about to take a huge sucker punch. And I told him to show a little bit of muscle. Well, I did not get the picture. And the reply I got was scary. So I know Don goes out on the limb a lot, and I'm surprised that he didn't come through with this. I had a great write-up to send around with that photo announcing the show tonight. However, I was let down. But another thing, all these guys trying to get into the studio, Don's studio, to get an interview with him. They're making it so complicated. They're not working in the new energy. Let me show you how.
Do you want to say hello to Don, Dennis?
Hey, how are you, Dennis?
Hey, Don. Did you know that this is a time where Don Newsome can actually reveal something that no one has ever heard before? And it doesn't have to be bad. It can be something that's been hidden for a while, but it's going to come to the surface.
He's so funny.
It's rising right now. Heaven's only a moment away, my friends. Stick around. It only gets larger.
It only gets...
Oh, darn.
This is lumberjack time.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm...
We're going to start a course channeling dead comics.
Channeling dead comics?
Yeah.
Good one.
It's going to be a new course that we're offering here at Dream Path, and you're the first to know.
That's funny. Channeling dead comics.
We just thought you should be the first to know.
Oh, hurt me. You know, I might even provide the teleclass.
No, what I'll do, we're going to take a little break right now.
And now a word from our loving sponsor, Creo Monday. Creo Monday, a unique brand that is going to rock this planet, utilizing the frequencies in positive words on the inside of clothing. Creo Monday really can help you create your own universe and tap into the law of attraction. Like attracts like at www.creomonday.com. Creo Monday clothes literally embrace the body with positive, affirmative feeling and action words in languages from around the world. Creo Monday is dedicated to sharing a positive, loving message of hope, changing the way people think about themselves one body at a time. It is part of the very essence of Creo Monday, creating a loving, compassionate, socially responsible entity that will be recognized throughout the world. Creo Monday. Go visit them soon. Well, we're joined here today by someone quite special who's listening to our show today, just like you are. And her name is Margaret Hawthorne Jones. She's promised to visit us, and it's so good to have you here with us.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to be here. I was listening to your show, and it was really, really good. I love your show. Your name is...
Dennis Joseph Gestad, and we're listening to a beautiful songstress.
You must be British, then.
Well, actually, I am, you know. My mother was very British.
I could tell the three-name thing, you know.
Oh, really?
Just like mine, Hawthorne Jones.
Oh,
yeah?
Of course, Margaret Hawthorne Jones.
Yes. You call me Maggie. By the
Maggie,
way.
What
call
do you...
Call me Maggie.
Maggie, you know, this is a thrilling time. This Amethyst is a... Beautiful songstress.
Oh, no, hold on. I get goosebumps when I hear her singing. You know, her voice is so pure.
Yes.
And sweet.
Yeah.
She's... Oh, she's so sweet.
You know, it's
doesn't she give you goosebumps?
She does, indeed. And you know, it's funny to watch you bouncing
angelic.
Up.
Angelic. Angelic is what I say. You know, she's an angel. When I listen to her in my little room with my fireplace going...
Oh, yes.
I felt like I was in heaven. Ave Maria. You know, I used to sing a little in my childhood.
Oh, really?
Yes. Would you like to hear me?
How delightful.
Of course, no competition.
No, not at all.
Ave Maria. Ave Maria.
we will now get back to our regular programming at Amethyst, and we thank Margaret Hawthorne-Jones for joining us. So here we got. Thank you. Please, yes, just turn it down, and away we go. Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Your pleasure.
Dennis, how could you let her do that? We can't put that on the air.
Sure we can. And I'm going to. I mean, I already have.
Do you want to just step forward into time for 1 second?
I didn't do it.
Okay, we seem to have lost our connection with the radio station. And while we are waiting for the boys to bring us back on the air, maybe I could do a sharing with you. And I could tell you something. I've become an investigative reporter. You have to do these things in this world now to really understand where is the truth and where lies the untruth. And recently I heard that DreamPath was going to be doing a workshop on channeling dead comics. Now, that seemed like an absolutely ridiculous theme for anybody to bring to the forefront. However, I have listened to a recording that was done, I believe, March 1st of this year between DreamPath and BBS Radio. And I can truly say that you do not have to run this recording through reverse speech. It tells you the truth through emotion. And I challenge anyone to listen to this recording and to come to a conclusion otherwise. So, it appears to be that we are back on the air. This is Ludmila signing out, and we will resume with the conversation that DreamPath is having with our wonderful guest, Amethyst.
And once that happens, then the whole of what you do will emerge. But I think, well, any one of these will draw us in, because Amazing Grace drew us in. And it's Amazing Grace that has brought us together.
It wasn't Amazing Grace, it was Ave Maria.
Ay, caramba!
Ave Maria, yeah. okay.
Ay, caramba!
I wanted to get your opinion, your feel. What did you think of Margaret Hawthorne Jones?
Margaret who?
No, the lady we just were talking to. Oh, you didn't hear her? Oh, well, it's just as well, because her version of Ave Maria wasn't nearly as good as yours. So let's just get back to what we were doing, shall we?
Okay.
And we'll be right back after these very important messages.
Hello. This is Norphidia. I would like to invite you. No. I mean, I'm telling you to go to bbsradio.com every second Saturday. On station 3 at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern. That's bbsradio.com every second Saturday on station 3. Dream Path. You will simply come to love it. As I do.
bbsradio.com. Truly, truly the best of both worlds.
Okay, we're going country today, and we're going right across the country. The great white north, Canada is amazing. This is my brother Doug. I'm Bob. We're the McKenzie Brothers, and we got a great show. It's all about brothers. It's about the in-between, and it's about the great white north.
Who? Between what?
The brothers.
Yeah.
And the in-between.
Are we doing a show now? I thought we were doing a musical gig. Like,
oh, yeah, that's right. Doug, oh, that's good. What's the matter with you?
Get something in my throat.
You're a hoser.
Who's a hoser?
And he's a musician. He's a hoser. He's a musician. Just like a lot of other people I know.
Just like my brother, eh?
Okay, here's my brother, Doug. I gotta go. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay, see ya, Bob.
Oh, God.
Hey, guys, get around here, eh? We're gonna...
Oh, my God!
Remember that thing I said about Bob not really being my brother? Let's work on that, okay? We should have him crying by the end of the show.
Hey, where did all this beer come from?
And then we get all the beer.
Look at this.
Because he's older, eh? He'll fall for it easy. Yeah, hey, Bob.
Doug, do you see all the beer back there? I didn't see.
Hey, listen, that thing I was telling you about before, you know, about not being my brother. I should have told you sooner, eh?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You're a hoser.
Yeah.
Yeah, take off, eh?
Okay, I'll tell you what, you can have my earmuffs for the show.
Ah, come on.
Go on, take them. Get out of here. You're a hoser, eh? And, you know, so if you feel bad about, you know, anything, you know, you can just go into that back room and lay down and cry for a bit if you like, hoser.
Where's the beer? I thought you were going to bring the beer.
I brought the beer, man. It's right here. It's the fake table. You take the cloth up, and there's the Canadian beer.
Hey, you are a hoser. Okay, after the show. What are we going to do? I mean, you're my brother, right?
Not really. Sorry. I'll tell you about it after the show.
What?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not brothers?
Hey,
we're hosers. It doesn't matter. You're a hoser. I'm a hoser.
We're
all hosers. Thanks for listening. Get out of here, right? Take off.
Yeah, take off, eh?
Take off. Yeah, okay. We're going to go back, cut, get into the next segment, and he's going to play some music for you.
Okay. He's dink.
Well, I was trying. Hey, I'm trying to.
Do a little bit of news here.
Sports?
Check. Or should I put an X here instead? I'm sure they'll let me know. The weather. Yes. Global warming. Debatable. Check. And, oh, gee, this just came in by fax. Takes a while getting here to Canada, you know. There is apparently some controversy going on with this Sam and Manu show on another network. I won't read this whole fax to you, but here's some keywords that'll give you a picture. Monkeys with microphones. Profoundly disturbing. Beyond redemption. Now, is this the sort of thing that you want to read on your resume? I mean, shame. I agree totally with Dr. Fred Bell's comments on this. You people have absolutely no idea of your influence on the internet. I'll give you an example. Dennis came home with some quote-unquote comedy that I absolutely refuse to air on our show as long as my name is still attached to it. This was done after attempting to listen to your show, the Sam and Manu show. The wave is catching. I'm not going to ride on that one, but Sam, contact me. I might have some material you can use on your show. It's going to cost you, though. And if I don't hear from you within a week, it's going on eBay to the lowest bidder. Please, please, listeners, if you find any of our show offensive, contact me, drumspirit@dreampath.info, and we'll definitely have it rectified. And Fred, give me a call. We'll do lunch, okay? Now, back to Douglas Newsom in the green room.
Thanks for listening.
Get out of here, right? Kick off.
You kick off, eh?
Kick off.
You stink.
Well, I was trying. Hey,
we have today with us a very special man, Professor Eisenkopf. Professor Eisenkopf, as many of you know...
Please, call me Izzy.
Oh.
For I wish to speak as one-on-one equals.
Izzy, I am profoundly complimented by that. Thank you. Thank you so much, Izzy. Izzy, you know... You are an expert. You are a genius. You are...
No.
You have...
I've heard your interviews. you are the epitome of the interviewer. And I say this because...
Busy.
Yes.
What
solutions
this world, this time?
Solutions, you say. You see, I think we all have the solutions. It is within us. You see, when I when I see and I cough up sometimes the beauty inside that I feel when I see the world through my own eyes.
Yes.
And it's enormous sometimes. The answers that come to you and I and all people, that the solution, I think, is within us. What do you think?
Well, it is, Professor Isaacoff, if it is within
it
us...
It is simple, is it not?
It is so...
That the solution is on the tips, on the very tips
yes.
of our fingers.
Yes. You know, another thing you've always talked about, and it always amazes me because it seems silly at times, but you often talk about fairy tales. Fairy tales and...
Fairy tales.
Yes, yes.
The solutions of the mind wrapped around the fantasies.
The fables.
Of the fables, which all have the seed.
Ah.
The solution within it.
Ah.
It is like a nut cracked open for you to taste, crunch, devour. This is how solutions come to you and I. We are mirrors to each other, you see.
Oh.
And the solution sometimes comes from seeing the face of the other and not knowing. Do you know what I mean? Not knowing.
Hey, Professor, if you could perhaps talk in... you're absolutely brilliant, but please do speak into the mic.
yes. The microphone.
But it was brilliant.
That is a great solution for... You have found the way to get me... Myself. Just call me Izzy. To speak at the microphone. You found you found the solution. Like that.
It was on the tips of your fingers.
Oh.
You saw me speaking away.
Yes. From the microphone.
Right.
You see, if I speak over here...
Yes.
Don't really...
No,
but over here, I speak.
Yes.
And therefore, the audience
hears
can
you.
Hear me.
Yes.
It listens to what I say. You see, it's all wrapped up. It's like a tapestry, you see.
Ah,
do you understand?
A tapestry.
It is like
a beautiful tapestry.
Yes. Your life starts at one end of this tapestry, and the loom goes, and you loom, and you color, and you create, and your life becomes
a tapestry.
Your essence that you show to the world, you see, and the world sees you, and the reflection is shone to each other, you see. It is all inside.
It is on your fingertips. You see, Professor Isaacoff,
you're speechless.
I really am. You're truly...
But sometimes...
You truly are.
You go within the brain, and the brain responds. My God, there's so much inside of it. If we just Excuse me, I get it.
Yes, sometimes. Here's a handkerchief, Professor.
Thank you.
You know, Professor Isakoff has spoken to hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of people throughout the world about solutions and how to find those solutions. And today on our show, I think we...
Please, don't forget my book, Solutions, by Professor Isakoff.
Yes.
Give me some of your essence, your knowledge, your solutions, for we all have them all. Go to my site. Yes, and thank you for this interview, Dennis.
Yes.
You draw the essence out of your interviewees. And I am very thankful, Dennis, for this occasion and this chance to speak my essence. Thank you very much, Izzy.
That was Professor Isakoff, my friend Izzy. And, you know, we will take a break right now. We will have our professor back sometime, I'm sure. Thank you very much.
Take it away.
Discover in beside me. It's everything we can know and hold the light, the hope.
Is in a smile. Mouth open wide, corners drawn back slightly, hiding those glistening teeth. The youngsters are having the time of their lives. The adults are enjoying a continuous, hilarious situation rather than reacting to a specific joke. Or how about this? The upper lip tending to lift, not merely from the pull from the mouth corners, but is forced up. You know the smile. You're at a cocktail party. The woman is a terrible bore. Yet, she is the boss's wife. Corners of the mouth move outwards and slightly up. Stretching lips to reveal upper and lower row of teeth. Just joking around, and unfortunately, they found your ticklish spot. But now I sit, and I remember this one. Lip corners move up and out. Lips are slightly stretched, but never do they part. It's that private all-to-myself smile. I'm not trying to create an impression. It is just an unconscious reaction. Well, reminiscing you.
Have fun? You bet we do. DreamPath broadcasts every second Saturday of the month on Station 3. If you want to hear the real story with a variety of guests, music, and truly silly humor, then tune in to DreamPath on Station 3 every second Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. BBSradio.com. Where else can you get the best of the best?
Hello, I'm Delia, and my partner is Chuck. We are from the Gopher Hierarchy. I am personally not famous, but Chuck comes from a long line of acting. His great-great-grandfather, or maybe it was his great-great-great-great-grandfather, that starred with Chevy Chase in Caddyshack. Anyways, we would love to be regular guests on the Dream Path show. We can talk about gopher politics, near-death experiences, and even gopher abductions, and anything that you might consider spiritual. So, we would love to hear from you. Don't be afraid. Contact Jera. Jira is always in touch with us. And thank you for listening.
And welcome to the brothers, Yorkie.
Yorkie?
Hey, Yorkie. We're having a great time today. And we are having a great time because you're having a celebration with your new found love.
What?
Your newfound love. You were telling me all about it last night. You were so excited.
Yeah. You know what I did? I bought this sausage.
Oh.
You can still smell it on
the market. I can. So the women seem to be attracted to the sausage.
Yeah.
Is it Polish sausage?
Oh, yeah.
Italian sausage?
Deep nuts. I got from old country.
Old country?
Where else are you going to get sausages like this?
Oh, yeah. Yorkie, this is good sausage. Oh. Eva Rita Umba Festa Funda. Pakarabas, Pakarabas, Yes, well, we have to share this with you. Anyone who would like Yorkie to bring you sausage, we bring you sausage every morning by listening to the music.
We not spike it with LSD either. That was just...
That was Yorkie making joke.
Making joke, yes.
Just to make a joke.
He's not a Mexican alien.
No, there's no such thing.
We all love this country.
We always speak the same way as just you,
American. Yeah. America.
We okay. So, we say to you everywhere, we are glad to be here and we'll share with you the sausage, we'll share with you the aroma, and...
Hey, don't share too much of the sausage, eh?
Gina, we go to Rome, and do we visit... Ah, there he is. We're here at the Vatican.
Nomine Patri Filii.
The Vatican, where...
Spiritus Sancti.
His Popeness is here right now, and he is going to speak to the masses and let them know that, well, we have to conform or something like that. Okay, here we go.
And that was His Popeness, and we thank you for joining us. We have another
skylight in the horizon. Just wait. Be right back.
Things that would really make me excited right now.
Another song?
There's another song.
Ooh, you know him, huh?
You want to hear those bongos one more time?
I know you do.
Ladies, just ignore me. I'm going to be a fly on the wall.
Then we'll have to get a fly swatter.
Boy.
Boarding time has been delayed.
Okay, this time I want you to get your full body into the whole beingness of what you're saying. And the whole beingness of what you're saying. Feel. Okay, go. Beautiful. Come on.
You've got to be kidding. How can I possibly fall for something like that? Shall we take maybe a small break?
I think that would be a good idea. Look, you got to get your whole beingness in. Get your whole beingness into this.
This is Reverend Kelly coming to you from Radio City, Toronto. I know there are those of you out there that feel that you have been immobilized, scrutinized, paralyzed, downsized, criticized, materialized, lobotomized. Pick any word you want. Make your own word. Get it out. Let the anger out. And now know that there are angels. There are angels from far above that are ready to come down. Come down to your side and guide you. Just listen.
My fellow gophers, I say unto you, we have been driven from our country homes. We have been driven from our golf courses, and even driven from our underground tunnels. I say, enough is enough. One hectare? Ha! I want 100 hectares of land. We were here long before you. I say we take all their golf balls and sticks and take them for ransom.
Yeah, close your eyes.
And you tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Well, actually, we're still here, and we're very much alive, talking with you, you talking with us, and feeling the moment. We are all in the same place at the same time, and yet spread throughout the universe in a very special way, and you're here to experience it with us.
Dennis and I would like to extend our gratitude. You know what I love about you guys? You're storytellers. And you tell those stories in such an eloquent way that it remains in your heart. And it's there for you to take and to study and to think of all the possibilities you can do with what they have brought to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And also our thanks to the boys at BBS Radio. Without you, this would not be possible. God bless and be light. Good night. To Starship Control, over and out.
Certain feeling all the time and place with you.